Welcome to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Video Game Bang. Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. If the ish gets real.
You get shot during the day?
And Aaron Carter.
By the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He could play the Rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
What is up, E3 pizzas? Whoa! I didn't account for that. Because we are in L.A. Los Angeles, the City of Angels, with NerdReactor.com, with E3. And so here with us, without further ado, my co-host, you know him, you love him, Aaron Carter.
Chris Hardwick, I got you, girl. Don't tell anybody.
We've had a lot of drama since we've been
at
E3.
Don't call the cops or she will never see the light of day.
Wow, she's actually a very nice lady.
Beautiful woman.
A very beautiful woman. Joining us, part of our normal cast, Jade Arena.
Hey, everybody. How's it going?
And a pair of special guests. We are...
A pair?
Yeah.
Okay.
You think that's sexist? What? Okay. The leader of NerdReactor.com, the editor-in-chief. He's been on the show once before, but now, live in our makeshift studio, John Spartan Quinn.
What's up, everybody?
And one I was excited about, she's a fan of Aaron. Laura, I don't know how to say her last name.
Hi, guys. I love Aaron Carter.
Wow. Clip that out. And that goes in the beginning of every
show. That's going to be his ringtone now. Every time he gets a text, I love Aaron Carter.
Yeah, that actually might be.
Oh, God.
You look different.
Look way different.
Totally you are not different. The same Aaron Carter that was on her walls, I assume.
How do you say your last name?
Cyril Vadana.
And we're done.
Now, you speak Chinese? Is that what you said?
No.
I thought you said you spoke Chinese in the elevator.
And now...
You speak Chinese.
Oh!
Now we have official proof that you're racist.
Yes, yes.
She said something about Chinese. You said you speak Elven, Klingon. You asked me if I spoke Chinese?
Yeah.
I think she's racist.
Why?
Why would I speak Chinese?
Because you told me, you asked me to speak Spanish.
Oh.
Because I'm from LA.
Oh, yeah. Further proving I'm racist. Wow, awesome. Aaron, how's E3 been to you?
E3 has been spectacular. That's Spanish for spectacular. I don't know. The words are hard to describe. I spent my day kind of wandering with around the meetings that I had and catching pseudo celebrities to big time celebrities. Conan brushed us by. We didn't get a photo out with him. Kind of feel a little, but whatever.
He's a monster.
He is a monster of a man. The guy is huge. But I mean, we weren't camera ready. That was the problem. So it was our fault. We'll get you next time, Conan.
We got to see a lot of the sights and sounds. How many E3s has Nerd Reactor been to?
I think we've been to E3 since 2007 or no, 2010, since we first started. But I went there without, Nerd Reactor. So.
Wow.
The music just stopped. Is that how?
Yeah, that's okay. It. I triggered it, so when you say something dramatic, it stops.
Oh, wow.
So how does this rank amongst the E3s you've been to?
It's definitely up there. I love video games. So last year is a pretty big deal with the next gen consoles, but I'm all in it for the video games. And this year we get to see some more of those video games.
Let's go ahead and then let's just work around. Let's start with Jada. Let's just spin the wheel of my mind. Aaron, sound effect for a wheel, please. That was a strong one. And it landed on Jada. Wow. Okay, Jada.
Wow.
What games did you get to experience firsthand at E3?
Oh, wow. So I played a lot today. Lego Batman 3, Gauntlet, Dying Light, Sonic Boom, Monster Hunter 4. I mean, the list could keep going on. There's so many great games out on the showcase floor today.
What impressed you the most?
Honestly, I'd have to... For games that had a low bar for me, Sonic Boom was a lot better than I expected. So that one definitely helped out a lot with my hopes for that game, because I'm a big Sonic fan. So, and I got to play as Amy Rose, so, best character in Sonic by far. So,
on top of that, there was a big Nintendo conference today. They announced Hyrule Warriors in more detail. A new character for Smash Brothers. Does that mean anything to you guys?
Pac-Man?
Disappointed, yeah. I don't.
What? Pac-Man? He's...
I mean...
Were you excited for him when he was in Street Fighter Cross Tekken?
Well, that's a retarded Pac-Man.
I'm just saying, like, Pac-Man is... I think they put Pac-Man in there because he's one of those he's an iconic character, but he's not relevant in a fighting game. Like, I don't need him in there.
If the alternate costume is Mrs. Pac-Man, I'm turned on. I mean, I'm in on this one.
Yeah,
of course
I bet
you're
you
turned
are.
On.
I mean, I don't see too many people using him.
I don't know. You'd be surprised if the skill set is right and he gets the right move. People play to win most of the time.
What's the connection between Nintendo and Namco?
Namco needs money.
Nintendo needs money.
Nintendo has a little bit more than Namco. Oh,
okay. I think it's just really they've been doing a lot of Pac-Man's been trying to do a resurgence. The Pac-Man and the Ghostly Adventures has been coming. They're on their second game that's going to be coming out pretty soon. So I think they're just trying to ride that kind of Smash Brothers hype to kind of reboost Pac-Man's hype or whatnot. So maybe I don't know if that's. I know it's going to be on the Wii U and the 3DS, but I don't know what the any other connection, because it's going to be on the other consoles too.
And he wasn't in the build, right?
He wasn't in the alpha, so he wasn't playable today. They just announced him today. So, but honestly, I could see a lot of people picking up and playing Pac-Man just because. I mean, it's Pac-Man. I mean, you look back at the last couple Smash Brothers and Mr. Game & Watch. Nobody would really think Mr. Game & Watch was a contester, but one of my friends, me and him go toe-to-toe every time he plays Game & Watch against my NES or my Toon Link. So, I mean, Game & Watch is strong. It's ridiculous how strong he is. So.
Now, you said Sonic Boom was impressive. Aaron, mm-hmm. you also played Sonic Boom. Laura played it. I played it. Did you play it, John?
I have not played it.
Oh,
I don't
my
really
gosh.
Care about
what
Sonic.
All right, he can go in the bathroom for a few minutes.
See you guys.
What were the other thoughts? I wasn't that impressed with it.
It felt like all the old Sonic, so if you're into those old 3D Sonics, then you're going to have fun with it. But mm-hmm. I didn't like how they redesigned Knuckles.
Yeah,
I was telling you, he looks like Knuckles' older brother Fists. Yeah. That's what he looks like to me.
He looked really buff when you were playing him.
Because to me, his appearance makes it look like there should be a whole new personality. Like, I don't know, like some big dumb bruiser or something like that. So,
well, Knuckles has always been that kind of a character.
He's been kind of the anti-Sonic.
Yeah, Sonic and Knuckles, he was like the cool, slick version.
Well, if you ever watched any of the cartoons or whatnot, he was always kind of a very meathead. He's kind of meathead and very fat, fists first, think later,
No, this guy, though, this new one looks like I'm just dumb and I hit stuff. Not like,
well, it looks more so
angry
now.
Dumb, but like I'm uneducated dumb. that's the difference. So I'm like,
that's
okay.
A stereotype.
He went to City College.
Wow, I went to City College. How dare
you? Exactly.
No, it looked like he didn't go to school at all, and he's
an animal.
Well, all of them are. But like, they should put like overalls on him with one strap down.
Wow.
Like,
so
that's
he's a
what
hick
it looks
now
like.
From
yeah.
the country.
I didn't say that.
Aaron did have a hard time managing that character to run up the ramp.
I did. Thank you. The simplest thing in Sonic, just to run up a wall, but he could not do that.
Why were you using him? Why wouldn't you switch characters so he can run up the walls?
I bet you the old Knuckles could run up a wall.
That's true.
No, he would jump and fly.
I'm just saying.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, and he can fly
and
climb.
And yeah, does that look aerodynamic?
No.
All right, then.
No. Moving on. Laura, what did you get to experience?
I got to play the Smash Brothers game, which before Pac-Man, and then I got a shirt. So I'm really excited about that. Thank you, Guy.
You got a shirt from the Smash Brothers guy?
It's probably worth like $1,000 on eBay right now. Go look it up.
I'm really excited. It was such a fun game.
Oh, wow. I'm so sorry. This happens on the show all the time. Oh, my God. My heart
stopped.
Except
she can't hear it.
Because she's not wearing headphones. Yeah. That was the What You Playing theme song brought to you by Kyle McGuire. What are you getting into looking the way you
that's
do
not...
within your mouth? Okay, you can continue. I'm sorry.
So besides Smash, did you play anything else, Laura?
No, I didn't have time because I had to do. Oh, I didn't have time because I had to do some demos and stuff. But And the long lines. There's tons of long lines. So I just played Sonic Boom and Smash Brothers just today. But tomorrow I'm going back and I'm going full game.
Smash Brothers is a huge deal. Tell us what you thought about it in comparison to the older ones.
I really like this one. I mean, there's more graphics and I felt like there's more depth to it than the other ones. I felt like the other ones were just, you know, one dimensional. But this one was like tons of just different angles and just different powers too. I really, really enjoyed it. And the characters, they're a lot stronger than how they were before. And like, I felt like I could utilize special powers better too.
So everybody's OP'd.
Yes.
Boom.
That's a good way to fix it. Just make everybody overpowered and then there's no issues. Let's see. Mr. Carter, what did you play?
I got to play the new Naruto. What was the full title?
Ultimate Ninja Storm Revolution 4,
yeah.
I think.
So like wow. The longest, yeah exactly. Yeah, but that was cool. I played it because my brother buys like all of them. So
you know,
I had to see if there's something he's going to buy now, you know.
Did you play around as Mecha Naruto?
No, fan? I did not.
Yes, it's a fan-created character from the creator that put him in there for the game specifically.
Ah.
I played one round of him. I did not like him. He was really funky. Like, his mechanics and movement was really weird.
As Kakashi.
Oh, see, I played as Sasuke and Itachi, that combo or whatnot.
Yeah, I saw that.
And whooped this other dude's butt the whole time. I got in there and the guy was like, "Are you familiar with the game?" I was like, "I've played a little bit." I told him I platinum the last three games or whatnot. And so they're like, "Oh, so you're familiar." And so they did add a couple new things, the different how you can focus the awakening, your ultimate jutsu, or the support drive, which is pretty cool. Nice kind of balance to how your play style. So that'll be a nice change for the multiplayer.
I only got like 5 minutes with it because then I had to go. You were waiting on the order, right?
Yeah, I was.
So where did we go right after that?
After that, the order. Then we went to Bethesda.
Bethesda, that's where it was. Yeah, so that's why I had to leave early because I looked at the time and Bethesda was just like, you know, around the corner, so I had to go there. I got to play the Evil Within.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Not the Enemy Within.
I kept saying the Enemy Within the whole time, I swear to you. But that game, it actually is pretty freaky. Like, with the headphones on, I mean, it was kind of hard to get that real fear atmosphere, you know. But I can tell if you're sitting at home in the living room by yourself, lights off, it's going to be terrifying. And then I also got to play, I didn't get to play their other one, the Battlegrounds.
I played Battlecry.
Battlecry.
It's just like an MMO. I'm not a fan of those types, but I can see why people would enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of an MMO where you shoot each other, it's more like melee combat plus range weapons.
Bow and arrows. It was really bloody from the...
It's very bloody.
My characters got
like decapitated, their bodies dismembered, a lot of craziness.
And that's good. I mean, instead of doing like that yellow slash when somebody gets cut or something like that, it's just blood. Like, you know how they like kind of... PG,
stylize it.
No, they went for the full. You get, I mean, it's still kind of cartoony in the vein of Team Fortress 2.
Okay.
Yeah, because some of the developers actually worked on Team Fortress 2 as well.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, we saw that in the little theater room.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he's like, if you were paying attention.
No, he wasn't there. No, he wasn't there. He had to go. He got the hands on.
Watch
we were
out!
In
this
theater.
Is the boss, Aaron.
Yeah. he got the hands on. We got the theater room. Who's me and
JB?
Yeah, and so we got to see Battlegrounds, and then they showed us a little...
Battlecry,
yeah. Excuse me. Sorry, developers. And we got to see the Evil Within.
I got a story about Mr. Carter before we move on to John. We were just walking up to the event. It's me and Aaron. We're nervous. We got the jitters, you know, and then we see... I don't know her last name, but Naomi from IGN. She's, like, pretty much their cover girl. She's always, like, on the face of their video reviews and stuff.
She's very, very attractive.
Very, very attractive.
That's why they hired her.
We were walking behind her. Red pants, by the way.
Stunning red pants, by the way.
Aaron, like, it was had to, like, nudge me, and we're admiring casually as we're walking to the event.
I was more than admiring.
Okay,
I could have been restrained.
This is getting to the creepy zone right
now.
Yeah,
Jerry is not going to relinquish his creepy title to you. But we're walking, and then this other dude walking towards us, because we're behind her walking like the same direction. Another guy comes and breaks his neck to check her out.
His
business suit looking dude.
His gaze never stopped.
That was creepy. The look in his eyes still haunts me.
It was crazy, because as soon as... as if she has some type of gravitational pull, and his head just was stuck in it, because he just turned the whole way. So I noticed that, you know?
Yeah, and Aaron, just he says, I know, right?
Yeah, I looked at him, I was like, I know, right?
And then the dude gave him, like, the most terrified look. Like, Aaron was about to...
rat him out. Tell like, his I was going to go, yeah.
Like,
you're
going to go right text his wife.
You rat your own. Like, he turned his head. It's like, yeah. Get it to yourself.
I was just saying, hey, you know, I understand, brother. You
I
know?
Agree with you.
Just, yeah. He I should have went like know. That, like high five or something. He probably would have. Yeah.
Like he was being sneaky and you like busted. Oh, it was terrible.
I think last year E3, there was like a GIF that just flew around the internet where this chick was walking by and this guy, a big guy in a business suit, he walks by her and he does like a full 360 spin. And he's like, whoa, you know, and then like it's just captured, like people are posting it everywhere. That guy, he deserves the award yeah. for
And Naomi, by the way, is much shorter. And we, Aaron, did you get a picture of that?
Yeah, I have a picture on her, a picture of her.
She's standing on an equipment case yeah. to get more height.
Yeah, and it's just awkward because just like she's on her soapbox and talking, and it's like, why don't they just have her?
It's
as
okay
short?
To be short.
Yeah, I think
for that for videos, you want them. Let's say they're interviewing somebody to be a somewhat similar height.
There's nobody by
herself. Herself.
Okay,
by
no,
herself.
And maybe it's because of the people walking behind her. Maybe that's it. So like, oh, they want her to look normal. I don't know if that's normal. You know, girls are.
I saw Game Over Greggy
too. Who?
Game Over Greggy, the Greg guy that we always make fun of on IGN, the glasses
I'm
nerd
sorry,
guy.
I don't really like that guy. Yeah, not like I don't know you, Greg, personally, but I don't. Like your personality, your TV personality.
It's not you, it's us.
Aaron lives in Sacramento on 14.
Yeah. Hey, come down to Sac, Cowtown. No,
Greggy, Game Over Greggy will not last in Aaron's neighborhood. I'm sorry.
No, he
wouldn't.
No, he probably wouldn't.
Yeah. I've been there a couple times.
He should,
come when I went to pick up Aaron to take him to the airport, I didn't see him and he knocked on our window and I just about shit myself.
Yeah, he thought somebody was. I was like, what's wrong with you?
I told him, Aaron, this is the hood. Yes. Don't do that. Don't knock on a white guy's window.
It's safe if you were born there. So,
you want us to take you to Compton?
I told them the other night.
Yeah, there we go.
I wouldn't feel comfortable there. That's the difference.
What's the difference?
Look, you don't take a lion and put him in piranha water. That's two different hoods, you know? That's exactly what that is. It's just, you got
both dangerous.
Yeah, both dangerous, but it's two different, totally different things.
Can I take you to Roscoe's?
Chicken
and waffles?
Wow.
I'm down for that one.
It's in Compton.
I'm okay with
that. No, you cannot. I will not.
And there's one in Long Beach and nearby in Pasadena.
Oh, there's a chain. I thought it was like, I could have swore, for the whole longest, I thought it was just like one.
No, it's a chain. Yeah, it's a chain.
Oh, cool.
So, we have E3 to talk about, too. I'm sorry.
We're talking about chicken.
Chicken and waffles, the pantry went to last night. Aaron's
still
eating
pancakes.
If you're in
L.A., go to the pantry.
The pantry is the place to go, people. If you just go there for bread. Yeah, it's amazing. I swear to you. Like, I don't understand how this is not.
We're going after this podcast.
I don't understand how what's the guy with the bleach blonde hair that's on the Food Channel?
Guy Fieri.
I don't understand why he's not there 24/7.
Full throttle, man.
Yeah, exactly.
If you like to sponsor Nerd Reactor and Video Game Bang,
Pantry right there.
Bring it on, Pantry. I will do this for 3 hours.
Bread for 3 hours.
I'll talk about how awesome it was. John, what did you get to play?
Let's see. I didn't really get to play anything because pretty much all the appointments I had, I was watching other people play. And let's say the one game I wanted to play, I didn't get to do it because we had the Bethesda.
Hey, this isn't what you want to play. This is what you know. Go ahead.
I wanted to play The Order. And one of our guys, Mike, he played it. He says that the graphics is pretty up there. Like no other console graphics can match that. And he says that he didn't know he was playing until like he was like getting shot at.
Until he saw the HUD?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't even think, does the game have a HUD?
It does a little bit, because Aaron, that's the one me and you were watching in the airport. Remember when we were thinking, you said, when it switches to gameplay, I'll be impressed.
Yeah.
And they're like, I think it just switched to gameplay.
Yeah.
And
I was impressed.
So our guy, Mike, he just like to watch the main character just stand still against the wall. And he's like, wow, this is like, it looks pre-rendered, but this is the actual game. And so I'll try to play that tomorrow.
Mm. All right.
Yeah.
A couple others I forgot I played. So Lords of the Fallen, so any of the Souls fans, Demon Souls or Dark Souls. I played all games. I was in Namco Bandai's booth and like 30 minutes before the show floor opened. So I was playing everything for like 20 minutes apiece. I played the One Piece game. I played both the new Tales games. I played Namco Bandai's doing a PC free-to-play Rise of the Incarnates. I don't know if you guys have heard of that one.
It's kind of like a two-on-two arena versus type thing. Really cool. Had a lot of fun with that one. The demo could only play when there's four people there, though. So I got there, and it was just me and one other guy, and two other people showed up like that were working on the game. And they're like, do you want to play? I was like, yeah. And so I played a couple of rounds with them, and you have like range attacks. You have melee attacks. Specials, like I played this one girl, she had like butterfly wings or whatever, like for her hover ability, and she could grab like and grab people like Rogue and kiss them and absorb their health and stuff like that, and she became empowered and stuff like that, and it changed all her moveset. There was like another like evil scientist guy. There was a guy who looked like Paul from Tekken but sounded
with
like
mohawk,
the mohawk kind of look or whatnot. It was kind of, or no, you know what, he looked closer to
Paul had like a giant kid and play haircut.
Yeah, no, not that one. I'm sorry. It was kind of a cross between him and like Terry from King of Fighters. Kind of a cross kind of look between those two. And there was one other guy, a black guy. I can't remember anything specific about him.
That makes sense. let's see. The big one I got to do was Fable Legends. There was like no line, which was shocking. And it was one of those big display ones where it was like big screens all over the place and people watching every move. I got to play the villain because, I don't know, anybody who's played a Fable game knows how Fable works. So I got to play the villain, but it was so much sensory overload. It was extremely confusing, but justifying when you'd kill one.
How do you control the villain's stuff? Is that you use the phone or is the actual part of the
No,
controller?
See, that's the thing. Back when they first talked about this game, like they were saying, oh, yeah, you'll be able to use smart glass and use a tablet or something. And then when I asked the representatives, they all said, we have no idea of anything that has to do with any kind of peripheral. So I had to control it with the controller.
Wow. Whatever happened to smart glass? They were like pumping that stuff out.
And Fable's a series that usually capitalizes on all the new nifty little Microsoft tricks. But for some reason, they all had amazing British accents, though. That was cool.
Wow. That was the highlight for
you?
That
was the highlight of the booth. But playing as the villain, you use your controller, you use the stick to navigate the screen. And there's four different types of minions. One utilizes Y, X, A, and B. And then if you hold R and press those buttons, it's a modifier. And you can set landmines, move gates up and down. It was really hard to keep track of what was going on because 1v4, and they start spreading out, you really have to like pick and choose which one you're going to go after and try and jump him. I ended up losing, so the game sucks.
Wow. See, I love those types of games because I'm always really good at controlling multiple things at once. Like, I don't know, my brain just works that way. You know, there's been a couple of games where you control two different things with your analog sticks on the 360, and, you know, you have to move them in opposite ways. You know, the Nintendo Land had the Animal Crossing game where you control the two people. I never lose in that game. It's ridiculous.
I would have done a lot better if the peripheral would have been a tablet or something. I think when they created the game, that's how it's supposed to be, when they had it in their mind, because it's a top-down view. When have we had a good top-down RT? Because I compare it to, like, an RTS. You have minions, and you can choose where you put those minions and when they attack and how they attack, really. So it just didn't translate to controller. I felt gypped.
So if you had a touch screen.
If I had a
touch
screen,
would have been
dominated.
Faster, probably.
Yeah.
So
I didn't think there was going to be another way they were going to do this.
Me neither.
Like, I thought it was going to be a tablet.
Yeah.
I mean, with the
new... You heard it here on VGB first.
With the new...
no tablets.
What's the new Surface 3, right?
Yeah, the Surface 3.
Yeah, I mean, it seems easy to just integrate that over. Like,
hopefully they will eventually. Like, they didn't just say no, but they're like, we have no idea.
This is only on X1, right?
This is an Xbox exclusive.
Fable's never been on anything else, right?
No, it's only... It's
PC.
PC.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, PC and, you know, Microsoft stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Then, yeah, Surface. That's what needs to go next.
I did the Borderlands pre-sequel, which is Borderlands. It's
really?
New
yeah.
Borderlands. Yeah, new figured. Skills. Well, but then again, I played it on the 360. So, it really was the exact same thing.
Did anybody play Destiny?
Corey will play it tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Suck it. Put it in your mouth. Suck it.
Wow, that's terrible. Since you played the Borderlands, you really got to let us know the comparisons, if anything.
The Borderlands, it was just kind of cooler guns. I had some guns that did some awesome things, like freezing guns. There was no freezing guns before.
They should have put that in, like, Part
yeah,
two,
that's
like
one of
a
the
long
two.
Time ago. Yeah,
they added, like, cryo and laser.
I think. I mean, they have like the thing, but like this was actually freezing people and exploding them. Like,
oh yeah,
yeah,
mm-hmm.
It was cool. Let's see. Did I get to play anything else? I played Sonic Boom. Wasn't impressed. Sorry, Jada. I tried the haptics vest or
Oculus Rift.
Yeah, I was going to say.
You haven't even said anything about that.
Why? What happened to us?
What do you mean, what happened to
us? Why did we forget that?
I didn't forget. I was waiting for you guys to run out of stuff.
You were the one that, as soon as you got in there, you, like, I have video footage of Corey looking all around with this Oculus Rift on, and then I should have took reaction footage of the girl that was in front of you and the developer, because they were looking at you like, yeah, we get it. It's realistic. We've seen this all day. And you were just head turning everywhere.
In my head, it was playing like Disney theme songs. Like, it was a whole new world.
Wow.
It was amazing.
Speaking of Disney, real quick, I played the Fantasia, the music evolved.
Oh.
That was so
you
much fun.
You were one
fun.
Of those losers dancing over there?
Wow. I was putting on a show and entertaining people. That's what I do.
Okay.
But yeah, no, Oculus, that was so cool. Me and Aaron played the same tech demo of that one. I think I got a little bit longer time because I was being stubborn. I ignored them tapping on my shoulder a couple times.
No, I just I just gave up. You know, not gave but up, you, but yeah, I was just trying to be courteous to everybody around.
I think that's our fault because I was sitting behind a border to get on Borderlands was my longest wait, and literally I was sitting behind the same guy for like 20 minutes. As I saw him die, I was like, dude, you died. You give it up. You got enough to review. Dick.
Wow.
Yeah, no, the Oculus was really cool. I got a little dizzy, but it, you know, first experiences, you know,
was it when you moved and looked at the same time, or just in general?
It was when I jumped off of like ledges and stuff. That's when I would get kind of dizzy from like the fast movements. So
what was the tech demo all about?
You were just kind of walking around through like
that was
this like
that was a tech demo. That was a full blank.
Oh yeah,
game.
The I mean, you were walking like I was walking around or whatnot, and like I had to grab items and like hit switches, and they didn't really talk too much. There was like some like written lore about like gods and things like that, but they didn't really, there was no explanation of anything really, but it was cool for a first time with the Oculus Rift. I'm looking forward to playing more of it when it comes out. They said they're looking, I think, either end of the year or early next year, if I remember right.
And we were playing these at the Indiecade, and we could talk more about Indiecade.
There'll be an article up about Indiecade.
Yeah, we have an article about that. We got to see a lot more awesome stuff, including some celebrity sightings. We're going to come back with all that and much, much more after the break. But we got like a little bit. So, Aaron, any ladies come on to you? Huh?
No ladies.
What about that girl that was at that booth that I came up on you creeping on?
All we did was have a friendly conversation about our personal business. And then we went on. That's it. Nothing too big. She was just trying to get me to get a beer.
Really? Was she just trying to sell you stuff?
No. She was trying to get you drunk and then invite you over.
Right over my head.
And then I think it was you that like used me as an excuse to get out of the conversation. Like I came up and I felt like I was cock blocking, but
No. I knew what she wanted. She's a booth babe. They act like they like you to get you into the thing.
I think you're being a little modest.
No. I can tell the difference. I've been swindled before. But she was cool people. I don't know what her name was, you know. That's how you do it. You don't learn their names. You just, you know, get on with it, I guess.
Hit it and quit.
John knows what I'm talking about. He gets plenty of
names. I just
names.
Make up names if I don't know. Exactly. It's like, oh, Monica, what's up?
Are we still on the... How long is this ending music?
I don't know. I jumped the gun a little bit on
you
that ending.
You clearly jumped the gun. I didn't even see the ending to this.
It's coming up.
Hold on. Laura doesn't hear.
This is what we
right
listen
now.
To.
Laura doesn't have headphones on right now, so I don't know.
Well,
now the song's ending, so now we got to really get out of here.
Laura has to close
this out. We'll be back
out.
After the break, everybody. Stick around.
Bye.
Hello, Super Aaron. Hello, Princess Cori. It's me, Mario. Woohoo! Mamma mia. You guys, number one. Woohoo!
Hey man, I'm Kevin Smith.
Jason Mewes.
And you're listening to the Video Game Bang, which sounds a lot dirtier than it is.
Welcome back to the video.
The Video Game Bang.
Yeah, that's our
here.
Show. How long have we been doing this? Less than a year, so give me some slack.
Wow. But still, how many episodes? We do 8
that
a month.
Doesn't matter, head sex.
Wow.
So we are back. Oh, with the E3 edition of the Video Game Bang featuring Nerd Reactor and your guys' podcast's over now.
Yeah, it's over. Tears.
Tears of sadness. Well, because you guys are doing more video.
And we're focusing on more videos. And, you know, right now we have the John and Mike show. We're trying to focus on more skits and all that greatness.
YouTube. Go to YouTube. Check out Nerd Reactor. Did you guys get that? So is it YouTube.com/Nerd Reactor?
Yes, that's
all
ours.
One word.
Yep.
Awesome. Go there. Awesome cosplay videos. If you like porn, there's porn stuff on there.
It is the number one video on Nerd Reactor.
That's how you get people over there. Just tell them porn's there, and they'll find the rest of the stuff and like it. So we had a lot of fun so far at this event. A lot of celebrity brushing, shoulder brushing. We've brushed off the shoulders of so many celebrities.
Some we don't know their names. Some we do.
Aaron, you saw the. We just know him as the guy from 8 Mile who slept with Eminem's girlfriend.
Twice. We saw him
Brittany
twice.
Brittany Murphy.
No.
Wait.
No, not no, Brittany. Yeah, he slept with Brittany.
If I saw Brittany Murphy, I'd be really terrified.
Oh, yeah.
Terrified,
No. We didn't see Brittany Murphy.
I'd be terrified.
She wasn't in The Evil Within?
No. Wow, how dare you. Too soon.
What?
Too soon.
Come on.
Too soon. His name is not Mekhi Phifer.
Basically.
Eugene Bird. Yes, we saw Eugene Bird. And he moved around the floor like he was just, you know.
It's like a regular guy.
Like a regular guy, yeah. He didn't have an entourage around him. He had one of his friends, you know, and he was talking the whole time, basically.
Because everybody just walks up who recognizes him and says, hey, not Mekhi Phifer.
Basically. Yeah. I mistakenly thought he was somebody from my neighborhood when I first glanced at him because I thought it was like, oh, I know you. You're back from, you know, SAC, you know, from where I live. But then I looked again and I was like, no, you're in a movie. That's where I know you from. So
every black guy you know that you've seen in movies, well, no, you think you're from your
hood. Oh, it's because he's not, I mean, and sorry if it offends him, if he ever hears it, but he's not that recognizable to me. He's like, I know you, but I don't really know you. So, I mean, that's why my first impression was like, oh, you're somebody I've seen around my hood or whatever, but you just slept with Eminem's girlfriend.
Yeah, he got that for the rest of his life.
Yeah.
And it was Brittany Murphy.
No.
Too soon.
Yeah, for that, Conan O'Brien was also there at E3, which is the opposite of that experience.
Yes. He's definitely not from my hood.
not even that. Like, he's got a full entourage. He's got security guards up the yin-yang.
Wow. Security guards didn't look that threatening, though. I think I could have taken at least three of them.
Come on. You got to think of where they're at. You don't need super security at E3
okay.
for these little
dorks yeah,
we got.
But you would still expect, because Conan's a big guy, first of all.
Oh, he
can
defend himself.
He's a massive, like, you know, ginger. So I guess maybe he can defend himself, you know, to where others, you know, can't.
When you say massive, like height and weight?
Height,
like,
yeah, he's not a small, skinny guy. Girth. As much as he makes jokes about himself being this little frail, pale guy, he's not that.
Really?
No, he's not. And then he had the old jacket on with, like, he makes fun of himself, but that thing, he's being a little.
He actually interviewed someone from Nerd Reactor.
Chris. Yeah, he interviewed, one of our own guys, Chris Del Castillo.
Yeah.
And so, he just came up to him like, hey, you want to do an interview with us? And he was like, sure.
And Chris was wearing his big Nerd Reactor t-shirt, so hopefully we'll be on Conan O'Brien.
Yeah, hopefully he acts stupid enough because.
Yeah. They cut out a lot of people. I know they would cut out a lot of people.
It's like, this guy knows about video games. We can't use him.
His partner in Clueless Gamer, Laura and I ran into, and we got a picture of him holding the Nerd Reactor card. Mm-hmm. You just bolted to him like you were best friends. I had no idea what was going on.
Yeah, him and I spoke about, we talked about games, and I'm just a huge fan of his because he's actually a gamer.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's usually Conan's, like, guide and advisor on games. So just talking to him, and that was just really, really cool. He played a whole bunch of games before everyone else did, so he was just telling me about it. And so it's really just cool to meet him because I watch him, and he's given him advice, and it's kind of helped me, too, when I play, too. So his advice on Watch Dogs, that helped. So, yeah.
Are you playing Watch Dogs right now?
Yes.
So you don't need to borrow my coffee then?
No.
All right.
Thank you, Ethan.
Watching you guys lean in, because we're in a very makeshift studio right now. We have two microphones, five people, which is...
I sound a title of a new podcast,
yeah,
two microphones, five people.
I think I just got some inspiration. But so watching you guys teeter-totter from the microphone was awesome.
That looks wrong right there. Stop that, please.
So, what other celebrities? We saw Brandon Latch from Freddie Wong.
Yeah, yeah, man. I was really, actually, I swear.
We both saw him at the same time.
Out of everybody, I think I was, like, kind of more excited to see him. Only because I'm really a big fan of his work. Like, he's I really like what filmmaker. He does. Yeah, I would, I mean, I don't know how much of the story aspect he does, you know, when it comes to the films. But his special effect work and all that other stuff, he's really, and cinematography is great. Like, you know, I would like to do stuff like that.
I really
too.
Wanted to ask him about that Minecraft project, but I felt like that might have, like, I don't know, I didn't want to upset him. Or...
He's the boss, first of all, because he had, like, the people around him talking, and he had all their attention, and then we were like, you know, can we take a picture? And he was like, okay, disperse everybody.
Yeah, tunnel then, snake yeah, style. He snapped.
And then he, like, turned around and took the pictures, and then, like, when I turned around, the rest of the entourage had vanished as if they were ninjas or something like that. I'm like, wow. And I mean, but he's cool. He's cool people.
Corey, didn't you meet a hero of yours?
I did, and I took your inspiration, because like, I was like, if you see someone, you just got to bolt towards them and scare the hell out of them, probably. So I saw the CEO of T-Mobile, John Legre. I'm probably butchering his name, but that's okay, because that's what I do. Before John Travolta.
Wow.
He was super cool. I was probably a bumbling idiot, and I was, in fact, because we tried to take a selfie with him, and I swear I pushed the button to take the picture, and then I walked off, and the pictures vanished. So I have a theory, because I use T-Mobile, that as soon as I walked off and he knew I was on T-Mobile, he, like, whispered into his shirt, delete those photos. And wow. Through the magic of T-Mobile networking, he screwed me. But he replied to my Twitter, so that's cool.
That should be, like, the highlight of your day right there.
There's,
like,
proof it happened, at least.
A millionaire just highlighted, you know, he just... shot you out on a Twitter. Or
had I
that,
known
right?
that there was an impending sale to Sprint at the time, I would have, like, pleaded for him not to, and that would have made it a lot more sad.
They would have sold anyway. Money.
No, this one guy pleaded to me. This one nerd.
Yeah, because he's going to say that right at the conference, too. He's going to come out. Corey Vinson once said, don't sell to Sprint. So you know what, everybody? We're not selling to Sprint. And they were like, who's Corey Vinson?
Let's see. Who else did we get?
I know. What other celebrities were there?
Sam Witwer from Being Human.
Oh, yeah.
The jealousy of Steven Gutierrez is probably through the roof right now. Aiden, the vampire Steven, I'm talking to you directly. I took a picture with him. You'll see it soon, and you'll be jealous.
But since this is E3 related, he was Starkiller in Unleashed the Force.
That's
so
what I knew.
Forget
him from.
Being Human.
Hey,
forget
that's
that.
Like, it's all within the nerd realm, right?
He's Star
Sci-Fi Channel.
But in weight compared to Star Wars. Come on.
Star Wars. Come on. Okay, Being right. Human is come more on. Like Twilight.
Yeah. No.
I thought that's what
not.
You when you said the vampire guy, and I can only see him from like a weird angle, and he got like a weird shit. I'm sorry, he's a very
He has a chiseled.
He's not
jaw,
an ugly like, guy. I mean, he's like could rip us to shreds, probably.
Probably.
But he, I thought Robert Pattinson.
No.
Why would he be at E3? No. And you were saying no, and he kind of had the hair. I really thought it was Twilight dude.
No.
Sam Witwer is also a hardcore gamer. Like when I interviewed him like last year for at the event, he just kept talking about games.
Hardcore Dungeons and Dragons player too, apparently.
Really?
Because he was on Will Wheaton's YouTube wow. channel with the board games, and they played like a Dragon Age, Dungeons and Dragons type of board game, and he was into it. Like, his character development, you know, he was into it big
wow.
time. Wow. And so,
props.
I mean, the dude is, yeah, he's hardcore
he
about himself.
He posts for pictures, him and his, that's his girlfriend?
No, Chris Hardwick's girlfriend.
Oh, Chris Hardwick's girlfriend.
Yeah.
Chloe.
Yeah, that's his ex-girlfriend.
Wow.
I'm
wait,
just saying.
His ex now?
Yeah. I mean, we just took pictures outside. We're clearly dating now.
Aaron.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
See,
not from the pictures I've seen.
Yeah.
Not from the second pictures.
The only documented proof. Just
I know, right? Whatever. Hardwick, you win this battle.
But
whatever.
E3 is not about celebrities, even though that's
it's
awesome.
Not?
And you guys heard the bumper. I got to talk to Mario, Super Mario. He did that bumper for us.
That's right, really Princess Corey.
How many Mario games does he still voice, though?
Everyone?
Don't you just get one, like, he's got the voice down. They could just replay it for every single thing. Mario doesn't say full scripts or anything like that. He just says it's me, Mario, every game.
I don't know. I was pretty nervous when I went up to him. Unfortunately, he couldn't do any like specific plugs for any podcasts or shows or anything. So he's like, but I can do a personal greeting. So I said, oh.
You should have said, my name is Nerd Reactor.
You could have said that, yeah. You're like, hey, did you do a personal greeting for my friend Nerd Reactor? His mom's weird nickname.
So I was able to say Corey and Aaron, and he thought it was for a couple I knew, and I didn't want to correct him or like say, you know, it's still for the podcast, you idiot. So I was just like, Corey's the girl, because I guess, but Aaron could have been a girl name too.
Aaron was a way better girl name than Corey.
I could have had him say Princess Aaron, and but I botched it.
But your soul told you the right thing. That's damn what it. Happened. Your soul
I don't even care. Right. I would take it anyway.
From Mario?
Whoa.
All right.
Oh! Wow.
I gotta think before I say things. Yeah.
Well, he's already there since he's the princess.
Yeah.
There it is. You're already halfway there.
Terrible. Let's see. But we got to talk about games, people. This is video games. E3.
John, you said you had a lot of games to talk about. What'd you get?
Well, the first game I want to talk about is This War Is Mine. And I don't know if you guys played The Sims or anything like that.
Oh, yeah.
What is that? What's The Sims?
Sims?
What is...
well, anyway, okay.
This no, like War is... The Simpsons?
The Simpsons, yeah. The arcade game.
Oh, yeah. Don't get me started.
But This War Is Mine, it's a war game, but you don't play a soldier. You play a civilian. And in this game, your job is to survive. You go from, like, different areas, different houses, different places. You try to look for food. Some houses have people living inside. So you have an option of either asking them or fighting them, beating them up, killing them, and then taking their stuff.
You're a little more than a civilian. You're a civilian who knows this shit.
Yeah. So you can do whatever you want, and your actions will affect how your group would feel. So if I were to kill you and take your food... I would go back to maybe like Corey's place, and he'd be like, why'd you do that? You know, I don't want to work for you anymore.
So you're automatically the appointed leader of this group, though?
You're controlling a bunch of people. So you're kind of like the god. But people, the different civilians, whatever they do will affect how the others would react.
What like time period are we looking at here?
They didn't really say a time period, but it's just like war in general. So,
just war, okay.
Yeah. And it's like a side-scrolling view, so you can kind of like control where they go, like point and click. But yeah, I'm looking forward to that game, and I think you guys would enjoy it if we do get like a review copy.
And we then, got to. Yeah, keep going.
Yeah, and then another game that I saw. What is it? The Borderlands, the Telltale version.
Ooh.
And this one, it's Telltale. You know how they do their characters? They look cel shaded.
Yeah.
So it's a perfect fit with the Borderlands games, and with this one, it's kind of different from. What is it? The Wolf Among Us and Walking Dead. Walking Dead is horror survival. Wolf Among Us is more like a murder mystery. This one's more on the storytelling, on whether you trust these guys or not, and it has more comedy. And then you can create your own story too. Like you have like different options. Let's say there's four different options. You can make up the story, and you're trying to figure out who's telling the truth or not.
I like that. That's new for them. That's what kind of Telltale was getting a little stale, but that's refreshing.
Yeah. So this game should be coming out at the end of summer. So I'm looking forward to that one.
They're doing episodic release just like all the others, right?
Yeah, this one's going to have 5 episodes.
5 as well? Okay.
That's a sweet spot.
And then...
if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Another one I saw was the Metal Gear one. They showed some 30-minute gameplay. Nothing really new, but they did show the, Mother Base? So the Mother Base is kind of like the haven where you can go back to where you collect soldiers. Whatever soldiers you get to free, they go back there, they work for Big Boss. And if you guys don't know Big Boss, he's the main antagonist of the Metal Gear series that Solid Snake fights. And in this one, you get to see more of him just becoming a badass or bad guy or something. So it gets pretty emotional.
Wow, you kind of choked up there for a minute. Yeah.
I was about to cry. Oh, no!
Metal Gear is dear to John's heart.
It is.
One of the cool things, it was very different. Aaron and I got to do this one together. We went and met with the man behind Wikipad.
Yeah, we got some inside information that we can't say, of course, right now, but the Wikipad is...
Yeah, I guess we can't. It's already out on the internet, though.
Yeah, but we still
can't.
Can
I just
embargo.
Say it?
Embargo. They said embargo. That word is power.
Yeah. Well, whatever is announced on the internet, I think you guys can talk about that.
I heard rumors
Okay.
Yeah. Then it has to do with.
I would
let's
yeah,
talk,
no, okay.
Let's
no,
talk
no,
about.
Never
let's
mind,
let's
no,
just talk
no,
about
no,
what
no.
we saw. Let's talk
yeah,
about
let's
what
talk
we
about
saw.
What they, what the
WikiPad. What we're allowed to talk about.
The WikiPad is out, and it's, you know, you can buy it right
it's
now.
It's next level shit, man.
Yeah, I mean, so the gaming on the on consoles, or not consoles, on handhelds, it's usually been restricted to like the Vita, PlayStation. I mean the GBA or the DS, 3DS, and all that type of stuff. The big boys have the Nintendo. I mean, have that.
And there's little gadgets
corner.
That you can, like, because you know how when you're playing, like, Assassin's Creed on the tablet and you use your thumb on the screen as your joystick?
Yeah.
Have you done that?
Terrible.
How stupid that is?
That's so bad.
People make, like, a little, I thought it was like a suction cup type deal thing that helps your thumb
yeah.
gain more traction. There's, yeah. there's little
yeah.
trinkets like that, but this.
But they have the corner. I mean,
this
I'm just
is
saying
different.
That the
yeah.
big boys have the market corner on the handheld stuff, but, and, you know. Apple has been trying to find some way for you to game on your iPad.
Yeah.
You know, there's plenty of stuff out there, and the machines are powerful enough, you know, to have some decent games out there. But with the help of this WikiPad...
No, I think you're confused.
No, WikiPad and Live. That's what I'm talking about now.
This is weird. I'm not used to this kind of thing.
Because this is where I'm going with the whole thing.
Let me just clarify. WikiPad is a tablet.
Yeah, WikiPad is a tablet. That's why I was
yeah,
going to explain.
It's like a Android-type...
Yeah, but before Android, you know, I mean, Apple wanted people on their devices playing too, on your iPhone,
yeah,
your
yeah,
iPad,
yeah, yeah.
stuff like that. So that's where I was.
Okay.
I know what to talk about.
Our listeners are smart enough; they'll read between the lines.
WikiPad.
Google it, people.
I said nothing. WikiPad is a tablet that's kind of based off the Nexus 7, and there's a lot of different features though. It's a little bit thicker than the Nexus 7, the first generation Nexus 7, not the second one, because there are differences.
He was sure to like
he corrected
you,
the crack because
yeah, Aaron
crap
walked
out of me,
in
yeah.
like his direct competitor is the Nexus 7, and right when we walked in, Aaron pulls out what
a Nexus 7. Yeah, yeah,
and he's like, "Did you know that the original Nexus sells like 10 times more than the Nexus 2 that you have?"
I didn't
and
know,
Aaron was
but
like,
I was like, "Yeah, I get
Aaron
it.
Was like, yeah, yeah, I don't even like this thing." And he just yeah, got it 2 days ago.
I didn't want to like freaking you know this. The Nexus 7 second generation to me is way better.
He
than
was
the
talking
first
about
one.
Like it was a piece of junk.
No, the other one doesn't even have a camera on it.
Oh, I didn't even notice
no.
that. You didn't call him out on that?
I didn't want to. I want to be nice to the guy. I don't want to. We're here. You know, he's spending.
His,
are
you
he's
remember
taking time
his name?
Out? Yes, it's guy number two. But we weren't even supposed to meet that guy.
I'll give you a hint on his name.
We weren't even supposed to meet that guy.
Baby, I hear the blues are calling.
But anyway, he showed us the WikiPad, and there's a controller that's strapped around the WikiPad that gives you a handheld feeling. To
it comes
a
with
tablet.
It.
Yeah, it comes with it.
$200.
$200. Now, my pad was $200-something by itself. No controller, nothing like that. You get the pad, you get the live streaming system, our service, and the controller, all $200.
And it kind of like clicks in. Like it.
Yeah, it snaps right in. They have actually a little...
two joysticks, full like...
Yeah, like PlayStation controller, but...
And it's Android-based.
Yeah. And it's Android-based, yeah. It's all Android-based.
What a bargain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a bargain, definitely.
It's got a D-pad. I mean, it's full. It's stocked for gaming.
I wanted to ask him, what do I need this WikiPad for, though? Because it's kind of like... Because Corey asked if there was going to be a version without the controller, you know? And he was like, no.
And he made it sound like it was unheard of.
Yeah,
like
there's,
why the hell
why
would I release
you do
a tablet without a...
Well, because then it was just like, why would you make a... Why would you make a... why would you make it detachable?
Then it wouldn't be called WikiPad anymore.
That's well, you can still call it WikiPad.
You can
what
just
is
call
the,
it Pad.
Did it have any relation to Wikipedia? I kind of wanted to ask that too.
That's what I thought it was. It's not the people that made Wikipedia that's making this?
I don't think so.
Anyway, the live streaming service is awesome because you can have like you know how they say you can play League of Legends on a toaster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's what live is like. You can have a toaster and play a very graphically powerful game because you're just streaming it all over the internet. I mean, through the internet. So we played Batman Arkham City or Arkham Asylum?
It was City.
And it was on like a very, you know, it was just on like a regular tablet. And, you know, tablets aren't that powerful. You
yeah,
know.
I was running it full.
And it looked great.
Yeah,
I mean, it looked fine.
As good as I'd need it.
Yeah, so, I mean, you don't need, with live service, I think really can be, influential to the gaming, you know, market, because you don't need the most expensive thing in the world to play the best games in the world.
And he has like a partnership with them now too.
So yeah, so it's like, yeah, right on. And then the thing about Wikipad as well is you play all your Steam games on there.
Yes.
Yeah, like integrated Steam like right inside of your, you know, Wikipad. So you didn't have to, you know, do anything special. You just load it right up, and then you could play right on your tablet on the go.
That has me very interested.
It's the only, I swear to you, it's like the concept is just great. The design of that Wikipad,
yeah, I kind of, it's kind of weird because you don't want to like critique it too hard.
I did, yeah, I swear, I didn't want
to. I was harder, yeah. I was rougher than you.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I went soft on the guy.
Because I was like, these joysticks are kind of clunky. I didn't say they were clunky. I was like, do you guys get a lot of criticism for these joysticks?
I asked him, I said, is there going to be any redesigns? And he said, yeah, that's stuff that's in the work type of deal, because it doesn't feel
natural,
comfortable.
Yeah, no. And I think it's because like the joysticks are not offset and it's massive. So your hands are this far apart and both of your thumbs are kind of up at the top corners. And basically when I asked why they weren't offset, he said the reason was because they can't.
And then he went through history lesson.
He pulled out the actual buttons. Have you ever actually seen one? And he pulls them out and starts explaining potentiometers.
He said, first of all, I wasn't prepared for this question, but let me show you. And then he pulls out like all the stuff that made it look like he was prepared for that question. And then we were like, okay.
In an Altoids box. Which means he's a real engineer, because I swear, I work in radio. Every one of us has an Altoids box full of screws and
pieces. That's what he has. Yeah.
He's legit.
Oh, wow.
That's his mark. Yeah, that's his badge of honor.
But he pulled out the little different joysticks. He showed us the one that the PS, the PlayStation PSP has, which I can't stand, the little slider.
Yeah, it's just weird. Man.
Oh my gosh, that's terrible.
He said that was an option.
He didn't do that. They didn't do that, of course. They went with whatever the original joystick. He said gamers would just love it, that one, better. But it definitely needs a redesign. And then I need to know, why would I need this WikiPad? Like, and everything's proprietary, so it's not like I can just throw my pad into this controller. You have to have the WikiPad. But I don't know. It's and then he said there's something about not overheating because of the surface, or something like that.
Oh yeah, he was just it was just one of those little throwaway features where it's kind of ribbed on the back.
Pleasure, yeah.
Actually, that was a good point, because it's kind of raised. It's got like a oblong shape that kind of follows it, that kind of sticks out a little bit, so that when you set it down, your speakers are raised.
Kind of like your plates. You know, instead of your plate just sitting flat on the table, it's actually raised up, so it's like
that. So that those speakers shoot and hit the ground if it's laying flat and bounce, but who...
I was going to say, I thought they had it raised because so the camera won't scratch whenever you lay it down, but there's no camera back. Yeah. So I was like, okay, that's fine. And then he said it actually has a better camera than the Nexus 7 on the front.
Yeah, I did see the camera in the front looking at us.
Which is on the side. And so it makes it seem like you have to use it, what is this, landscape mode?
Yes.
Yeah.
So it seems like you have to use it always, even when it's outside of its controller, you have to use it always landscape mode.
It'd be awesome if they could come up with a controller like that, but for like the iPad or something.
Theoretically.
That would be awesome.
Yes.
If something like that were to happen in the future. But we got to see some other hardware. I looked at Laura. I take it back. I'm sorry. I hope I didn't.
Did you see some hardware, Laura?
Yeah.
What convention are we at?
Me and Laura checked out some hardware. And it was from, let's go over Nyko first. That's where we met, first of all. I saw she was already there, and like we kind of had to pretend like we'd known each other forever, so it wasn't like... I walked up and she's already talking. I was like, oh, hey, Laura, you know, we know each other. And so we went into this back room. Very,
Wow, what is... this is where is this story
this
going?
Is sounding like some...
Where we both saw hardware.
Where you both are married, right? Why is the hesitation on the question that should be the easiest thing in the world? Yes.
Yes.
Nyko. So we were saying... and Nyko stepped up their game. Because we know Nyko as cheap controller makers. Am I right?
Mad Cats.
Well,
I know
Nyko
them
made
as,
controllers too.
Yeah, but I'm saying I know them as the cheap.
Nyko's been better than
Nyko. Nyko's nothing's worse than Mad Cats, but Nyko was not high end.
I don't know. Nyko did all the Wii wow. stuff.
Nyko's actually, yeah.
Yeah, they did all the Wii stuff.
But that's after what I'm talking about. This is before. Nyko, their second party, their...
They didn't really do much before.
Shut the hell up,
I don't know. Where are you, like, where are you coming from?
I feel like their stuff got returned all the time.
No, that's, that was Mad Cat.
No, yeah. it wasn't Mad Cat.
I remember Nyko being, like, the number one sold peripheral, you know, just that we had because it was cheaper, for one thing.
Since they got a partnership with and moved more towards batteries. Yeah, that stuff was good because they had deals with Energizer.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
they're good, but there's an air of cheapness to them. Everything they have is under $20.
Is under $20.
But
their Wii U system is
with the next gen. It's called their modular line, and what it does is it's a bunch of hardware that just adds on to your console. So it looks like if you didn't know any better and you just woke up from underneath a rock and looked at it, you'd be like, oh, that's an Xbox One. And you wouldn't tell because it's like Transformers. It's got hidden battery compartments and stuff like that.
They're attachments. So it looks like it's part of it. So they attach, and it looks like it's part of the system.
Really?
So, yeah, like on the left side, if you're looking at an Xbox One, the left side where there's that side USB,
uh-huh.
It adds like, I don't know, 4 inches to it, and then you could pop that open, and there's your batteries in there, your rechargeable batteries that are charging through that USB.
Oh, so it has like a little compartment to place your rechargeable batteries inside.
To charge them. Yeah, it's to actually charging.
Oh, okay. Well, that's so pretty
cool. It's built
cool.
onto the side, matches the finish.
And it
finish.
Just takes the energy from the actual system that's plugged into the wall, right?
Yeah, okay. Exactly. And then they have, if I had room in my where I keep my Xbox One, it's a monster looking like hot rod scoop that sucks the hot air out of the console and spins it forward. I kind of grilled them on that.
Like a muffler?
Yeah, like a hood scoop. You know, like when you see a giant hot rod
on
the hood.
Okay.
And it sucks the air out and pushes it out into the room to keep the hardware cool.
I thought they didn't overheat. Like, they weren't hot.
Did I not ask that? I kind of grilled them on that. I was like, so are you trying to say that the Xbox Ones and PS4s are overheating or bad? Or is this more preventative? And he's like, it's more preventative, I guess. And then we were like, does it make the console? Or she asked, does it make the console faster? They're like, no. No, it doesn't make the console faster.
So then the next question should have been, do I need this?
If I was Aaron Carter, yes. Otherwise, I was like, it's pretty. Looks cool.
I would have answered him like, do you want your system to look like a hot rod? Because it will with this thing on it.
They should have called it the Nyko hot rod.
There it is. Then you just bind it on, you know, cosmetic look alone. That's
the one
it.
For the PS4 was cool. It was on the other side of it, but you lift up and it's a brush, and you just brush the top of it to keep the dust off of it. And it was a compartment for your micro USB.
You can also keep your weed in there.
Yeah, you can keep your weed in there.
I don't know about that brush thing. I don't see me brushing my console too much.
Well, the PS4 is really hard to clean,
mm-hmm.
so they have like little like wedges and corners that's really difficult. So this brush actually cleans
custom fit for it.
And it goes back onto your PS4, and it looks like it's part of the PS4.
And it comes with a wig.
You guys trying to tell me Nyko is cheap? I told him to his face Nyko has an air of being cheap. And he was like, yeah, and we've been fixing that over the last couple
you
years.
You told the Nyko rep?
Yeah,
that,
I said, I'm going to be straight up with you. When I worked there, the reviews I got from Nyko, maybe you guys live in, I don't know, someone maybe...
You know
I was just
I
a
live.
GA. I was just a
was
GA,
say,
okay?
You know where I live.
You guys were managers, so maybe I don't know.
Whenever
but.
They were like Nintendo brand something or Nyko brand something, I'd but be like, oh, this is $19.99 Nintendo brand, and this is $17.99. It would literally be that difference. Mm-hmm. Oh, let me get that $17.99.
But they said that they're making changes to the company and that's been part of the thing. Is like they're still keeping those prices low, but they're just making high-quality gear.
We'll see. I mean... Did you guys actually see any actual full-blown controllers or...
They're not...
No, they weren't doing any new... Nothing new. Oh, well, the battery charge...
For the PlayStation.
Yeah, for the PS4.
They're really awesome in the fact that their whole business model is if it's not broke, don't fix it. So they were like... We were asking, is there going to be batteries for the Xbox One? And they said no, because they can't do any better than the Xbox One.
PlayStation controller is broken to me.
I mean, their battery life is terrible. So he was like, yeah, we fixed that. It's like, we look at problems and we create solutions. There's no problem with the Xbox
Here's a problem. Maybe they did, or maybe they don't think of it as a problem, but there's an Xbox controller. Or no, PlayStation people sometimes don't like Xbox controllers and vice versa. And who put out those Switch controllers? I know somebody did, because I know somebody made an Xbox version for the PlayStation. Because I was like, when I get my PS3, I'm going to buy that Xbox controller that works on my PS3.
Yeah, it's the Power A brand controller.
Nyko needs to just take advantage of that and like go straight for that type of market. Because I know I would feel more comfortable, even though it's a PlayStation, if when I get a PlayStation 4, I want to play with an Xbox controller and have that type of feel on, you know, my PlayStation. But
Aaron, just come to the dark side and eat the cookies,
I
think for Aaron, he's just used to it.
So it's not even
I don't know.
It's not even that. My thumbs are bumping together when I'm playing.
Yeah, you don't want your tips to touch.
No. Have you played a lot on the
PS4? I played a lot. Well, I played not on the PS4.
Because they widened the controllers on the PS4.
I hope they did.
So because
since we tested it at my house?
Yeah. That was the same thing then when we were playing first-person shooters. That's the biggest thing to me.
Our tips were touching all night.
And I don't like that at all.
I bet you guys' tips were touching all night. I'm glad I left early. It has to be.
I want a real survey. 100 people. 100 gamers. What do they like better?
Top 10 answers on the board.
Yes. What do they like better? Offset or on the same plane?
No, I prefer offset too.
Boom.
Yeah.
Honestly, I think it's going to depend on the game you're playing, though.
No.
Because I think a lot of people playing offset shooters prefer the offset.
So then what is that abomination of the same plane?
For fighting games, I prefer when I'm playing...
I prefer the D-pad.
I'll switch back and forth when I'm playing fighting
craziness.
Games.
Yes. No, I prefer the D-pad, but on the Sony controllers, because those, when it's separated, you can actually feel where you're doing the Hadouken and all that.
Yep. Boom.
Laura and I also got to look at some more hardware over at the PDP booth. And
what is that?
Was this booth just as dark and mysterious?
They took us also to a back room, and they showed us some next level stuff. But let's talk about first their headphones, because that's what we were there for originally. And since you're the headphone...
No, leader. Oh my god, I love their Afterglow it was just really cool. You could describe it more, because I'm really, excited about it.
They were, basically, the conductors for charging are, right at the crown of your head. They redid the whole band from past models. So, basically, to charge them, you set them on a little rack thing that charges them. Okay. And that is wired. And then what was really interesting to me was the microphone. We're used to the boom mic coming off from the headset. They have canceled that out completely. There's a couple holes that are right in the ear pointed towards your mouth that have a diaphragm of a foot or whatever. So that's, it picks up just a narrow width. And then what's more awesome is that in the back is another microphone with a broader spectrum that does noise canceling. So it listens to the room, gets the spikes, and then does the reverse, and then cancels out noise.
Wow.
So in the back, it's canceling. In the front, it's picking out your voice. And we weren't able to actually get a demo. They tried, but they said with the atmosphere of E3, it was loud. And there was a DJ booth in there that it was just too much. It was unreasonable.
Why bring them then?
Well, they're still awesome headphones.
They're really crisp.
Tremendous bass response. And it was awesome because he kind of even threw some jabs, because we always talk shit about Beats by Dre. And he was like, Americans, they, for some reason, they love the bass. So there's a bass boost feature.
So did you ask him, did they design it as headphones first or microphone?
They're headphones first, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Their sound engineer tests it first as headphones.
Yeah,
with movies and everything. Like, he really tests out. Like, they told us that he sits in the room and just listens to different kind of media outlets.
That's an awesome job. That's what that sounds like.
Well, then he actually has the knowledge to go through and then tune them to fix all that. So he does more than just
listen.
Well, that part of the job is amazing.
I have to say I'm really picky when it comes to headphones. They're probably going to be above my price range, but they're...
What are they starting? What are they looking at?
The Afterglow is about $400.
Yeah, good lord, for Afterglow?
We're talking about wireless.
I don't care, it's Afterglow.
What do you mean? What's wrong with Afterglow?
Afterglow isn't supposed to be the high-end Beats by Dre. That's supposed to be the...
From what I...
Beats by Ron, because I can go in there and just... buy some of them. Afterglow isn't supposed to be the... Afterglow was just another peripheral type of thing that people will come in and be like, you know, That's $17.99 or $19.99. What do you want to go with?
Yep. They have. It looks like they split their brand up because when anything that was labeled PDP or Afterglow, yeah, I'm trying to see if you get it just right, but yeah, PDP, Performance Design Products, and then Afterglow was like their brand of headphones. But then anything that said Rock Candy was more what you guys are talking about.
Oh, okay.
Like the low end.
Well, I guess I'm eating Rock Candy because that's. Or I can't pay that much for headphones.
Because they had like low end ones that didn't draw any resources. They would just plug into the bottom of your
What's
Xbox
the most
controller.
You've paid for headphones? And I mean paid for it. What?
What?
My husband really wanted the Turtle Beach
That's
ones.
A gift.
No, we share it because I use it too, and it's a gift for him.
I'm just saying, yeah.
Well, it's one headset for two people. So that's easy.
So basically, you say how much is $325?
Yeah.
You spend
$160.
Yeah.
You're talking about out of pocket for headphones?
Out of pocket. No, because I know you got some really high quality headphones, but on the free, basically, right?
Yeah.
No, I mean, how much out of pocket did you pay?
Have I ever spent like $40?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
that's and that's for earbuds.
And I mean the sweet.
I'm
ones
really get, picky as hell, but I just like to sit back in my high horse and be like, oh, that's shitty. That's awesome,
that
but I'm not
going
to buy
right
any.
What
kind of audiophile are you?
Yeah.
I mean,
I'll critique and appreciate, but like in the store.
I better hear like I say, if I'm paying that much, I better hear like. Dre in the background while he's making music.
He better give you a neck rub.
Exactly. Something, because that's way too much money just for headphones, though.
I have a Beats by Dre.
Do you like them? Are you happy with them?
They're okay. I actually, they're comparable to other ones, too, which I was really disappointed in.
It's all marketing.
Yeah.
It's marketing. I was really and then really just like that guy said, they just bump the bass in them.
I don't know. People like bass. Americans like bass, I mean, I guess, you know.
Yeah, I mean, that headset sounds really cool, but besides the top charging on the headband or whatever, I mean, all those features are in a bunch of other more lower-priced headsets.
That, you know, that audio-canceling
thing? Yeah, the Sony Gold wireless stereo headset.
That's what he compared them to.
Wow.
Yeah, has it seen stuff
compared
Sony
to
Gold.
That one.
So they're cheaper and Sony.
And the Sony ones are only $100. So
there it is, everybody.
I mean, they don't have the. Probably doesn't have.
Sony knows headphones too. I'm not gonna lie.
They I mean, they've been in the headphone game since like what?
When
World
you're talking
War
about my best
One
pair of headphones,
like
they're Sony.
Since Walkmans.
Yeah, that's like World War like two or something, isn't it? Or not two.
What was Walkmans? Yeah, World War II.
What was kind of was
I,
really cool.
I swear, I'm thinking of some war because I remember seeing the History Channel and they were like, Sony had just released the
Vietnam.
Probably after the Vietnam War,
maybe.
After,
I don't know. Yeah.
The last thing, they took us to the back room. Like, they're like, you want to see something awesome? And I got a story about this one that I got to share about
Laura.
She's awesome. But we go to the back, and it was augmented reality for PC gaming. This next thing was, it was one of their awesome headsets, but it had this thing clipped to the side of it that popped out just like kind of like a Super Saiyan meter. If you've seen Google Glass, it's about the size of that.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like it was only a demonstration. It wasn't playable yet. So we're watching a video of a racing game, and you adjust this thing, the HUD, to where you can see your rearview mirror. So it's completely out of your vision while you're, like, focused on the game, and then you just kind of glance up, and you can see your rearview mirror.
Wow.
One of the more practical thing for streamers now was he looked up and was able to see his Twitch stream, like the people in the chat.
Like that.
So he had full screen playing a game, looked up, and he's looking at his Twitch comments and replying.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I like that.
So I was impressed with it.
Yeah, I really, really enjoyed it. Once you get used to it, it was really, really, really fun.
It's because it doesn't take away from your experience because you can focus fully on the game without it. But then if you want, you just gaze up with your eyes and then you're checking out your HUD.
Gaze at the stars, yeah. Yeah.
That's what they were doing in the back room.
Wow.
Gazing at stars.
The first thing you said with the rearview mirror, whatever. But
the other one was a mini map. It was Call of Duty and like a mini map.
Okay, then yeah, that's also cool. Yeah.
See, you're biased. You don't like you're not a big racing fan.
I am not. I am not. Racing games have reached the pinnacle of where they can go. And that's just the truth. Anybody?
No, I agree with you. Racing game. It's like sports games each year. What new things can
you
bring?
Well, they can at least look better. I think the car games look like everything about car games. They look as good as they're going to get.
Yeah, I don't know where. Yeah. You might as well just
The only thing I guess they can do is like make the cars destroy better, because even when they make those games look super realistic, they still just like when I recommend to a wall, I want it to look realistic. They just kind of like the bumper gets a little black and falls off.
That's why the only racing games I prefer, Watch Dogs or Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah,
they're not even racing games. Yeah.
They can be. And the other thing was really stupid. Was like this. It looked like an Oculus Rift, but it just was like a TV screen in front of your face. So you strap this thing on your head, and it makes you kind of look like you're looking at a big screen.
I mean, depending on how much the price is, hey. Think about how much a big screen TV is right now.
It probably, I mean, I don't know, because again, yeah. It was another one of those things that wasn't like released quite yet, and it was like just, hey, this is what's coming. Yeah. So no prices or anything on that.
Yeah. This is all Nyko, though, right?
PDP.
PDP, excuse me, yeah.
I'd hope my wife would punch me in the mouth if she walked in the bedroom and I'm got this stupid thing on my face.
Why is that?
It's just look. I don't know.
Did you get the experience, or did it feel like you were looking at a big screen in
there? It did.
So then, I mean, hey.
But I think when you're looking at the other person demonstrating, you're like, this guy looks ridiculous.
He looks ridiculous.
You look ridiculous playing the Oculus Rift, but when you put it on, it's amazing.
That was way different.
Oh, okay.
That was way different. Anything else from E3? Oh, no, I got to tell the Laura story. So the guy helping us out, the guy helping us out at PDP, his name was Jake. And, like, I don't remember names very well, but I remember Jake, because Jake was awesome. Yeah, he had amazing tattoos. He was super helpful, like so happy to be there. Like I felt like he was so genuine. And so we're talking to him afterwards. Laura's, you know, trading business cards, and we're, you know, making a contact. And then we're questioning his tattoos. He's like, yeah, this one's Mario. This one's, I'm going to get a Star Trek one here. I have a Star Wars one here. And she's like, you like Doctor Who? He's like, I love Doctor Who. And then she's like going off on him. And then she's like, you want to know how the next season's going to start? And he goes, yes. And like his eye, he's so encapsulated, and then she just goes off, and the way she tells it to him is so beautiful. She's like, he's gonna be wearing this, and she just paints this beautiful picture, and he's staring at her, and at the end when she's finished, he just goes, thank you. Like, it was a moment.
That's
hey,
Whovians,
yeah, okay, exactly. Whovians, we click, we connect.
It looks like you just, like, exposed a new religion to him, that he saved his life. He was going to kill himself tonight, but you changed his whole life's path. Like, it was amazing.
Wow.
You just saved somebody.
And I gained a new reader on Nerd Reactor.
Yeah, he's definitely coming to Nerd Reactor. And I'm trying to get him on the show, too.
You better bring those articles in. Subscribe those Doctor Who whatever outfits.
Oh, they'll be coming.
Okay. Yeah, Doctor Who is awesome. Amazing.
The only show where you can get full articles just based on a piece of clothing or a new outfit.
Or his ring. Okay.
I said too much.
Let's not speak of the ring.
He gave her a hug. Like, it was emotional. It was awesome.
Was it longer than 5 seconds?
I lost count.
Wow.
It was
wow.
So long. Yeah.
Then you really touched
I had to, like,
that's what it is.
I had
you
to
really
spatula them apart. Well, that was our first day at E3. Last thing you want to add in, Jada? What's the impression you had?
Too much to see. I still have way more stuff. I know I talked about a lot of games, but there's so much more. I didn't even get to one whole half of the expo. I spent the whole time in the South Hall, so I got West Hall tomorrow.
Awesome. And Laura?
I really, really want to play Sunset Overkill. Overdrive. Oh my god.
Oh,
brain.
You butchered it. Oh,
oh
you're not a nerd. Fake nerd. Fake nerd.
No, I'm holding the
fake gamer girl.
Oh my god. Sunset Overdrive. Because I really want to play that game. Once I saw the trailer, I was like, I need to play that game. It's just, it looks so fun.
Yeah, I'm down for that one as well. Aaron.
I'm going to go and look for Fallout 4. I know it's not there.
It's not here, Aaron.
But I've heard rumors around. From the janitors that it may be somewhere hidden. So I'm going to follow all the clues and play detective and find
this
Fallout 4.
Turn into an episode of Community.
It might. I don't know. And if I find it, I bet you there's going to be like some double embargo on it to where nobody, he was like, you found all the clues. The janitors.
Now we have to kill you.
Yeah, exactly. So we'll see. We'll see.
John.
Yeah.
Final thoughts.
Final thoughts, E3. I just love it. It just brings gamers together. We get to see cool new video game trailers, you know, just gameplays,
everything else. I just love it.
That's been day one, everybody. Stay with us the next two nights. Well, definitely tomorrow night. We may get the next one up the next day, depending on how tired we are from the airplane. But stick around with us. Thank you so much for listening. We will be back with more E3 tomorrow.
Let me bang,
I
man.
Do let you bang. Hey.
Let me bang again, man.
I let you bang.
Let me bang.
Let me bang.
Let me bang.
Now go fuck yourselves.